Yeah, so Ryan, previously the people of the Twin Towns were very generous and donated money for defibrillators. And we raised enough money to buy 12 defibrillators for the town. The defibrillators that we bought had a 7-year battery, which means they don't need to be replaced. But the pads do need to be replaced every 2 years. So it's time for the pads to be replaced. And I started a GoFundMe today for members of the public to contribute to. We were very lucky. We had a rescue last week in Ballybofey where an individual went into cardiac arrest. Defibrillator was used and that person's life was saved. So these machines are really proven to save lives. And if we can keep them up and running now, they're a huge benefit to the population of the Twin Towns or anybody visiting the Twin Towns.
And how much do you require off this fundraiser and how important is it that people support where they can?
So each defibrillator needs 2 sets of adult pads. So that's 24 sets of pads. The manufacturer of the defibrillator where I bought them originally has come back with a quote of €1,740 for the defibrillator pads. Each defibrillator also needs a 9-volt battery, and I have sourced them off Amazon for about €40. So in total, I'm trying to raise €1,780. It's doable. People have been very generous in the past. And again, like I say, these machines, for every minute it takes a defibrillator to arrive on scene, the person's chance of survival decreases by 10%. So it would be an awful tragedy if we had these machines in the town, but the pads were out of date because they may not work. So I'm trying to stay on top of the whole, the whole operation by keeping the defibs. I service check them every month, and it's due for the pads to be replaced now. So we're very lucky to have them. We want to maintain them, and they have been proven in the past to save a life.
And you mentioned there the incident at the football match recently. And has there been a change or a recognition from the community of the importance of the defibrillators?
Yeah, I think everybody, there's been several instances where the defibs have been taken and are on standby for people who have been ill in the community. Now, the defib that was used on that incident in the football field wasn't one of the defibs, the public access defibs. It just happened to be an individual had their own personal defib in a car. But the other defib was got. In fact, there was 4 defibrillators there at the football field on the day just by chance. And the individual who survived was very, very lucky. But like I say, every day in Ireland, about 12 to 15 people will go into cardiac arrest. They're proven to save lives, and we're very, very lucky that the people of the Twin Towns have been very generous in the past. And, this can happen to anybody. It could be a tourist going through the town. It could be, one of our own family members. It could be one of our kids on a football pitch, for example. So having these things available really make a huge difference.
And just finally, it is a GoFundMe. Where can people find more information, or what should they search to find this?
If you go on to Facebook and just search for Aidan Thompson, you'll see a link to the GoFundMe there. People are already contributing to it, which I'm very grateful for. As I said, the target is €1,780, which is not a big amount in the grand scheme of things. But if there's any excess money raised, that money will go towards potentially buying another machine if there's enough money raised, or buying life-saving equipment, the likes of resus masks and stuff like that, which I'm thinking about, and first aid kits, public access first aid kits as well, which we might put into the community as well. Donate, I would be extremely grateful. And if you search for Aidan Thompson on Facebook, you'll find a link to the GoFundMe there.